The Champions Trophy One-Day International Cricket Tournament got underway yesterday, with hosts England taking on Bangladesh in the first match. This is the 8th edition of the tournament that features the world's top 8 teams. India and England are the strong favourites to win this 2-week-long tournament. Nihal Koshi is a cricket writer and a senior editor at the New Delhi-based newspaper The Indian Express. He lists the reasons why defending champions India are among the top favourites.
India's chances are good. See, we have had a great series at home, completely different conditions. But if you have seen in the practice matches, the bowlers, the fast bowlers have bowled tremendously well, utilise the conditions very well. They all bowl in the range of 140, 142, 143. They can swing the ball. And we have a very potent bowling attack, fast bowling attack, which has not been the case earlier. They are bowling extremely well in the conditions they have to play. So that is a big advantage for India. And the batsmen, I would say that this generation of batsmen, even though critics would say that they have won all the test matches at home, they are capable of playing on bouncy wickets with movement. So overall, India has a very good chance. And their fielding is far superior. And the first game is against Pakistan, which I would say Pakistan's batting is a little thin on experience and a little brittle. And we are a much better fielding side. And India has this record of beating Pakistan in ICC tournaments. So I think we should get past Pakistan. And once we get past Pakistan, it's a huge moral boost.
Speaking about his team's much-anticipated encounter with India, Pakistan batsman Azhar Ali said his team is prepared to tackle India's strengths.
We worked on it. We know that the game has gone quite a long way. So we are working on it and we had seen some good results in recent past. So obviously we still had to go a long way and we're working towards it. And soon we would love to play with the same pace that the rest of the world is playing. I think everyone here in our squad is a very talented player and got loads of talent. Obviously, one of the things is international will always give you challenges and always challenge you with pressure. So whatever the team management will decide about the side, I think we do believe that everyone has the ability to perform. India's bowling has improved a lot from quite past. And now they have very good bowling attack and we know their strengths and we are prepared for that.
England have built a strong momentum going into the tournament after beating South Africa 2-1 in the recent ODI series. Koshi says England's metamorphosis since their first round exit in the 2015 World Cup has been impressive.
England is a vastly improved team. They've changed the brand of cricket ever since they lost to Bangladesh in the 50-over World Cup in 2015. They've become much more aggressive. They have players who can play the brand of cricket. Like you have Ben Stokes, who proved recently in the IPL how effective he can be. You have George Butler. You have Jason Roy at the top. They have big hitters. Owen Morgan himself, the captain. They have batsmen who know how to play this format, who are capable of big shots, and they have changed their attitude. They have taken the bull by the horns, you can say that, because earlier they were a little defensive in shorter format. There was a lot of focus on test cricket. It's not like England having focused on test cricket. But the ECB themselves have told the players that they need to play aggressive cricket so the fans will embrace them. And that is what England have done recently. This is not the England at old. This is a brave, new, bold England. And they have players capable of playing that brand of cricket. They have reached the final of the World T20 last year. They were finalists of the Champions Trophy last year. And now they're playing at home again. So I don't see why they won't reach the final. They could even lift the trophy. Of course, the flip side is there is the pressure of playing at home. In a way, these players will be able to perform to their potential if they're able to keep this pressure of playing at home away.
The other striking feature of this year's tournament is the absence of the 2004 champions, West Indies, who missed out after slipping to 9th in world rankings. Koshi says the team's distinct brand of cricket will be missed.
It's unfortunate that West Indies is not there because they are one of the, I think, 3 teams which have won all 3 shorter format. I mean, they have won the World Cup, they've won the World T20, and they have won the Champions Trophy. So So they have all the shorter format titles. Plus, they bring a flavor to cricket. It's the Caribbean flavor. Everybody enjoys watching them. They are popular across fans of different teams. And like you saw in the World T20 last year, they bring an element of cricket which other teams don't bring. They are attacking, they are aggressive, and they are a joy to watch. But the sad thing is that, yes, West Indies has in recent years have excelled only in the shorter formats, more so in T20. And here they couldn't unfortunately qualify. It means they weren't in the top 8 teams when in rankings when the ICC cutoff came in. That was September 30th last year. So they didn't make it. Bangladesh made it because at that point, Bangladesh were having a good run. So unfortunately, West Indies won't be there. And it's a reflection of the larger rot in West Indies cricket. Their player and the board have been wrangling over the past few years. The biggest players don't play for them, like Chris Gayle or Dwayne Bravo. So yeah, it's a reflection of how badly mismanaged West Indies cricket is.
The team that dislodged the Caribbean side from the tournament is Bangladesh, which is now ranked 6th in the world. Though their build-up to the Champions Trophy has been far from ideal, Bangladesh captain Mashrafe Murtaza believes on their day, they can beat any side.
We are a very improving side. Also, we are playing last 2-3 years pretty much good cricket. Overseas has always been challenged. Not for us, for all teams. Overseas has always been challenged. I hope that this time we'll play at our best because this is the first time we play Champions Trophy. It's well deserved. So I guess that boys are very, very excited and they delivered their best. We all knew that on our given day we can beat anybody. But the things that we have to start well, if we can start well, then the things will come easier. There will be a lot of pressure, but I think we can cope up.
The 8 teams are divided into 2 groups of 4 teams each. The 2 top teams from each group qualify for the semi-finals. India captain Virat Kohli feels this format is tougher than that of the World Cup.
Because the tournament is much shorter and you've got the top 8 teams in the world, I think the competitiveness of the tournament is much higher from the World Cup. In a World Cup, you can still have league games and you have yourself to get into the World Cup and then maybe dominate in the later half. But in Champions Trophy, you need to be on top of your game from game one. If you're not, then your chances go down pretty soon. So I think that's the biggest challenge in Champions Trophy and something that all the players love playing for sure.
The tournament takes place against the backdrop of the recent terror attack in Manchester. The International Cricket Council's security chief, Ronnie Flanagan, has reassured fans that robust security measures have been put in place.
So far as this tournament is concerned, we in the ICC have a group of very professional security colleagues who are working very closely with police colleagues, but of course, in conducting their threat analysis, their risk analysis, which they always do, they have to take into account not only past events, but recently past events, and in this case, including what happened in Manchester. So I have every confidence that we cannot yield in any way to terrorists' intentions, and therefore I would ask the public to be vigilant. And the old adage, if they see something, to say something. But come to our matches secure in the knowledge that they will be safe and secure. But come expecting some additional inconvenience.
India and England may be carrying the favourite stag. However, 2 other teams, Australia and South Africa, who have an impressive track record in all formats, cannot be written off. This promises a thrilling tournament. That's all we have in this week's Sports Insight. From me, Dhananjay Khadilkar, goodbye.